I don't know, Dandu is, I'm making some headway. Okay, so there's one document which I would like to circulate. All right, good morning to everybody. I think the first thing I would like to indicate is that with the agreement of all the parties, ANC members, this is for you because you were not there yesterday, by agreement with all the parties, we have agreed to call in the SABC Executive Management and Board again next week, Tuesday. And the purpose of that meeting is to get Mr. Robert Nicholson to table the financial statements that he promised to do last week. If you remember, we didn't have time to complete the work, and there was an incomplete presentation, and also that we had not gone through the strategic plan of the SABC. And I think all parties are in agreement that now that the inquiry is over, but we should complete the business of the committee. So we will be scheduling a meeting next week, Tuesday at 10 o'clock, and the committee section will send out the notices in due course. The second thing is that this committee report is scheduled for debate next week, Wednesday. I think it's at 12 o'clock in the House, so parties should prepare for that. And also that we've agreed with the other parties that the committee will meet next week, Thursday, should the House approve this report next week, Thursday, and adopt the resolution. Then on Thursday, the committee will meet to consider nominations for the interim board. So we might be having quite a busy week next week. I thought I just need to indicate to members so that you can make all the necessary arrangements, etc. We had also sent out a letter on to the board members saying that if they wanted to forward to us any further submissions, they should do so by yesterday at 3 p.m. We have received three submissions. One came in, the one from the Kanyi Mkonza, came in quite late at 8 o'clock last night. I've asked the committee secretary just to make sure that every member gets a copy of her submission. We also had a letter from Ms. Christine Kunta and a letter from Ms. Gloria Sirobi. So all those documents will be circulated to members, and it should be part of the deliberations for today. I think two of the documents have already been circulated. We're just waiting for the photocopy and copy people to give us the one from Ms. Mponza. All right, members, we have a draft report. The committee section worked quite late last night. The draft has been circulated. I wonder if you need just a few minutes to do a careful reading of it, and then we can take it page by page. Reverend Zondi, welcome. Do you have a copy of the report? All right, we'll get a copy to you, plus the letters. So I'll give you a few minutes just to look at the report. I should just add that a task team made up of all the parties did meet yesterday afternoon. This is for the ANC people, because all of you were not part of the process. And we had processed this report quite carefully, and what we have now is a product that comes from the multi-party task team. we've been through this document yesterday already. It's a question of just improving on it and making sure that it is we are expressing things as we actually have in mind. And I don't foresee this meeting lasting very, very long, because I know that people have got flights to catch, and I have warned Mr. van der Berg, if you miss your flight, you will not reach Johannesburg until tomorrow evening. Am I right in that? Because there are no bookings at all. Not until tomorrow night, I'm told. So I'm going to appeal to you that we want to finish this meeting very, very quickly. All right, members, can we start page one? Are we happy with all the content on page one? Ms. Killian?
Just a question, Chairperson. We've gone through the report now. At what stage are we supposed to just see if there was anything that came from the presentations that are tabled? Can we just move through the report and then be allowed to just go through the other presentations as
That's fine. If you wish to do that, that's fine.
Just to make sure that, you know, that we could perhaps just take note of what is
yes.
in that as well.
That'd be fine. Mr. Telanga?
It wouldn't be easier if someone wants to add something, then they just do it as we go through
yes.
the page. Mm-hmm. You know, when we go through the page, if you feel you want to add something, then just do it.
That's what we are suggesting, yes, which includes anything that might have come from the
anything,
correspondence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Page one, are we comfortable with that? Agreed? Page two, I've got advice from our legal team that we might want to just rephrase and the first paragraph. That's the terms of reference. Can I take you through that?
No.
Or can I call upon her to do it? Ms. Adhikari?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, committee members. I was thinking that under terms of reference, that is normally where you state the committee's power to do what it's doing, or in terms of what the committee is acting. So to start off, I thought if we reword the first, just the first sentence, to read, pursuant to Section 15A1B of the Act, the committee agreed to invite members of the SABC board to address, and then the sentence continues, the committee at a meeting scheduled for 18th June 2009. So just to add in there that it's pursuant to 15A1, because that's your terms of reference. And then just a slight change in the next sentence then, the brief submitted to the board on 17th June 2009 was. Because now you're putting the 17th June in there, so it also removes that repetition. So that's my proposal.
Ian?
Chair, just in response to that, it seems to be fine. Just a request, don't we make reference to parliamentary rules in our terms of reference as well? Because then that also links our sort of oversight responsibilities to the specific brief. Thank you.
Mr. De Lange?
Yeah, I have been saying no, and I wanted to explain why. You see, the committee, all committees in Parliament have all the powers that are in the rules, including Section 201. So we can have inquiries, we can call people, we can do what we want to. In fact, if we wanted to have this inquiry only in terms of the rules, we could have done so, but then it wouldn't have the effect and the status of the statutory a duty that's been placed on Parliament. The act that was passed earlier this year creates and gives us different powers as Parliament. But a specific power, how we have to act in a certain situation. So in this instance, we act in terms of the act. That's the power in terms of which we act. But we use the rules to guide us on this issue. So that is why I know Ms. Adhikari has been raising what you've been raising. Shouldn't we keep on saying the act plus the rules? Well, you don't have to do that. I mean, in every report you pass, you don't say it's because of the rules that you're doing those things. So I don't think it will do any harm, but I am worried in terms of what it means, because we did not institute the inquiry in terms of 201. It's not. So that is why, for example, I don't have a problem with her amendment, but I do have a problem with the words invited to address. They weren't invited to address us. They invited to attend an inquiry. And so I think we should just make that clear, that what we're acting in terms of here is a power that has been given to Parliament in legislation, not in the rules of Parliament. The rules of Parliament then guide you in general how you operate as a committee. But the powers we're acting in terms of that. If it's really important, we can put it there with this rider that we must just be careful that we're not saying that that's the power we act in terms of. If we're saying that is the general power in terms of how we operate, I don't have a problem. Then I would actually put it as a separate sentence after as part of the terms of reference at the end of it. But I don't know if I'm making myself clear. It's that we're acting in terms of the act, and the rules of Parliament are our general power that we how we do that inquiry. So, just to say, what I would suggest, I don't have a problem in accepting what the amendment is, but the words to address, I would say, invited to attend such inquiry or their inquiry or whatever, to make it very clear. It's not just an address.
All right, so what that paragraph would read is as follows. Pursuant to Section 15A1B of the Act, the committee agreed to invite members of the SABC board to attend an inquiry scheduled for the 18th of June 2009. The brief submitted to the board on the 17th of June was. Ms. Killian.
Chair, I know I'm in sort of dangerous waters to argue with Advocate DeLange, but I just wanted to ask the following. And please pardon me for being so very cautious. Somebody once said, you are extremely risk-averse. Now, maybe I am very risk-averse. I just want to make sure that this is a very neat and a clean and a legal operation. My concern that I am expressing is this: the law was passed, yes, but it's never been tested. Now, my argument is just, if we look at the law and the statute in terms of which we are acting, putting up the inquiry, and anybody is challenging the issue of due process, then we could be challenged. And the whole saga of finding a solution for the crisis in which the public broadcaster finds itself is just going to be prolonged. My concern is just that apart from the Act, that we also have a responsibility in terms of Rule 201, and it's very clear that it says a portfolio committee must maintain oversight of the exercise within its portfolio of national executive authority, blah, blah, blah. And then it comes to sub 4, Roman 4, which says any other body or institution in respect of which oversight was assigned to it. So, I mean, if we just go back to, if we could link that, it would make some of us feel more comfortable that if something is found wrong with a process, that we also had a duty in terms of the rules of Parliament to intervene in a public entity which was really facing severe financial risk, mismanagement, governance issues, etc. So I'm just asking, is there any danger in also including that?
Hello?
Jefferson, I thought that year where we referred to the scheduled meeting, we were going to say that there was a meeting scheduled for the 18th of June, of which all board members were invited already on the 8th or the 9th of June, and that what we did on the 17th was to add the item of an inquiry. How are we going to clarify that? Because that was also a dispute. We had expected that under the meeting on the 18th of June, being a meeting where the SABC board come and present their strategic plan and budget, that they will be there. But only two of them came to that particular meeting.
The bottom of page one. That's captured in the bottom of page one. First page. Advocate DeLange?
As I said, I have no problem if someone can look at a wording for us when you do the terms of reference after the quote, just before the words, the fiduciary duty, you can put in a paragraph there to say that we conducted the proceedings in terms of the rules, including Rule 201, you know, something like that. Someone can just get a wording for us. We can put a paragraph in there. I don't think it'll do harm. I just don't want to mix the two up. It was clearly that how we conducted it in terms of that. So I haven't got a problem with that if someone gets a wording for us to put a paragraph in just before the words fiduciary duty, if the ANC agrees.
Ms. Adekari?
The only problem there is that 201 is actually a rule that gives a power. So it is, whereas rules generally do relate to process. It gives the committee the power to monitor and investigate. So that kind of proposal is a bit difficult to work.
How do we resolve this issue?
Put it in general terms and just say in particular section or as well as section. But that then changes the power. You must put in a separate paragraph. Just say the inquiry was conducted in terms of the rules of parliament, including section 201. And it's not, we're not saying it's in terms of that, it's how we generally conducted the inquiry.
Can that be done? All right, so if after 18th of June 2009, if we insert that sentence, and then we say the brief submitted to the board on the 17th of June was, okay, can you craft that, we'll come back to it. If you can so long just draft it for us. Mr. van der Berg?
Jefferson, I'm not sure if the following can be included. I was not part of the previous portfolio committee on communications. But let's be honest. There was months and months gone by that this committee didn't do anything about this whole issue. You understand what I mean? There was a long time. Nothing was being done.
Yeah, no, it's a good thing you were not part of the last committee, and you're not right also.
Yes, but I'm...
Let's not go there. Let's look at the report. Let's look at the report, because a lot was done actually last year. This whole amendment was actually processed last year. But let's stick to the report, okay? We're waiting for Ms. Adekari. Can we so long move on? Is there anything else we want to include on page 2? We'll come back to page 2, but are we satisfied with the rest of the... Ms. Killian?
At the bottom of page 2, where we mention fiduciary duties, is it wise to say are as follows, or should we say include the following?
Include.
Include the following.
Mention below, include the following. Contemplate an instrument mentioned below, include the following. Okay. Albert, you're capturing this, no? Right, page 3. You agree, you've left it to the lawyers and you agree.
The lawyers will cover it if it's fine. If the legal advisor would be so kind to make sure that it's complete, then it's fine.
Page 3, is everything clear? From a legal point of view, all the sections agreed? Page 4, same category.
Maybe we
Mr. De Lange.
For us there, we should just put where we said included, we could put in brackets, as stated by Ms. Adekari.
Yeah, then we are covered. Page 4, agreed. Page 5. Agreed. Ms. Killian.
Jefferson, I just think, just for the record, because we don't have Hansard, and actually Hansard would have covered the two boards who attended. I don't know what happened. They said they came because they had a real interest to solve a problem, but they expressed a concern about the late notification as well as the status of the inquiry. And I think we must, just for the record, otherwise if we could have made reference to a Hansard recording, we would have, you know, adequately portrayed their position. But in this case, it is important just to state that. And then to say something like, both board members express a concern about the status of the inquiry and the short notice given to the board members to attend.
Chairperson, I want to address a different issue on page 2.
I wanted to address the same issue, but I would suggest that we put that in where, later on in section 4, where it says the inquiry proceeded but could not be concluded due to non-availability of other board members. There was actually, you know, an assertion from both the members who were present that they didn't want to continue with the inquiry on account of the fact that they hadn't been given enough time to prepare. And I think we should include that in that paragraph.
I'm not sure if they said that.
They definitely did.
But they continued. They participated. You see, I just want you to keep in mind that on the next day, a formal document was tabled, which will be attached to this report in the next year, in which their reservations are captured fully, and Nadia and Professor Gilwell's names are attached. So I'm just wondering if that doesn't cover the concerns. The report is, because this is a formal statement, and it's captured in document which will be attached to this report. So I'm just wondering whether we need to belabor the point now. Ms. Killian.
Chairperson, it's fine, because I just thought after their input, there was a little bit of uncertainty and some committee members, you know, probably made, you know, only the opposition parties raised a concern and said, should we proceed, etc. And then you said, after input from both the Parliamentary Legal Advisor as well as Advocate De Lange, we will proceed with the inquiry. And I just think it's important that that statement was made, that the committee, that the chairperson ruled that the inquiry will proceed and that we would, you know, go on and spill over to the next day and again afford the others an opportunity to attend. I just feel that at that particular stage, that was raised, yet, you know, the committee proceeded after you took legal advice.
Mr. Kulwani.
What is that report saying? Maybe if we can deal, just highlight what that report is saying, because we might be laboring on one thing, whereas it's part of the report, which will be part of the report.
And I was actually just going to say, at the end of that meeting, you agreed that you would contact each board member individually to ensure that they knew what they were coming to address, what day, etc., and make sure that nobody could say that they hadn't been notified in time. And I think that was a response to the concern that they raised about not being adequately prepared, which is why I also feel like we should include that in this section. This is the reason it was postponed to Tuesday.
Advocate De Lange.
See, my worry is that, look at page 6, the third last paragraph. A presentation was submitted to the committee on behalf of the board, on behalf of all those people. And that report is attached to this, word for word, attached to this report of ours. Now, that gives you their whole attitude. If we take one part of it, then what we're doing is we're watering it down. You've got the whole, every problem they had with us is in that report, and it is part of this report. The other thing that I think we should do, though, is we should state somewhere that all the proceedings have been recorded and that those tapes are either available or being kept or whatever we do with them, so that it's very clear that the whole, as Ms. Killian is saying, we don't necessarily have Hansard, but we do have everything recorded, and that is on record, and that record forms part of this report of ours. Then we have that record, we have their report here, where they've raised all their problems, And I think that gives you a full record of the matter. I would suggest we do that, because once we start taking parts of that report, you're now emphasizing some parts of their reasons, whereas the whole report is part of this. Their report is part of this.
Mr. van der Berg.
I'm glad Mr. De Lange raised the whole issue about the recordings, but coming from a broadcasting fraternity, I know sometimes you think you have recorded it and then there's nothing on the tape. But it works like that. You're laughing, but I know I've got the experience. Have anyone... Okay, so...
I got the tape, but I haven't heard it.
But that's the question.
But we'll have to listen to it. But I've got the recordings from the technical people.
So, and we are sure there are audio on this stage.
Can you please? I don't want us to get bogged down in this thing. Can we take the suggestion of Advocate Delanga that we simply include at the end of that whole section of the proceedings that recordings of the entire inquiry was recorded and is available on request or something of that sort? Mr. Dikari, will you craft something for us? And we will stick it in towards the end, just before the appreciation.
I'll just check your box.
Okay. We'll come back to that. Page...
Chapter.
Page 6. Zondi?
Chapter 7, mine is a minor one. We have described... the capacities of every member of the executive management that attended, and then there is a Mr. D. Mpofu. Shouldn't we describe him as former CEO because he only came in that capacity, not as any member of the public?
I fully agree. I've also marked it on the top of page 6, Jefferson, where I saw his name, as well as at the bottom of, in the middle of page 6, the former GCEO. Thank you.
His name appears, we will just insert former GCEO, Albert. Right, page 6. Let's get in.
Just a little sort of thing about... the space, after the two apologies were recorded, Ms. Nadia Bulbulia, in the middle of the page, Chair, I think there's just...
Spacing,
yeah,
okay.
Just a little spacing. And then may I just also ask, the second last paragraph, where it stated that the committee clarified that the affairs of the board as a collective entity were being inquired into. Would it make a difference if we say the chairperson clarified that after receiving legal advice from Parliament's legal or from parliamentary legal advisor, he clarified and said that the affairs of the board as a collective entity were being inquired into in terms of so and so. Why I'm asking that is just again to make sure that the committee took legal advice in the process of deliberating the way that that we proceeded. Thank you.
Master.
Yes, maybe what Ms. Killian is saying would sound quite professional, as it is said that we are shallow. But from my experience, I think it is a chairperson within the committee. It's the committee that is dealing with these matters. It would be more profound if we left to the committee. We cannot separate the chairperson from the committee.
Director Delanga?
I think it should be like it is, but what we can do is, I think Ms. Killian's raising an important point that somewhere we should have a paragraph to say that the legal issues whatever legal issues were raised in the process of the inquiry. We had the Ms. Arikari present who advised us on these. So it then covers all the legal issues and not just that one particular one. So if we've got a paragraph like that, I think it'll cover.
Where do you suggest we insert that?
Either you do it in the beginning somewhere where we say this one was present, or you say somewhere towards the end that whatever legal issues were raised, the committee received advice from Ms. Arikari, who was present at all times.
No, at one stage, I must say, I was contemplating to just leave the proceedings because I was really getting very worried about the legal status of the inquiry, and I was not convinced that we were okay. But that at that particular point, you made a ruling and you said this was the inquiry and it's proceeding in terms of this, and we are adequately covered because we have the legal advisor who confirms that. So then the meeting proceeded. So there were some of us who said maybe we should interact with the board members but not have that status of the inquiry. And I just want to make sure, because if you can recall, at the end of our proceedings when the minister was present, he also said that it was a very useful interaction with the board members. And he was actually a little bit unsettled about the sort of the inquiry part of it. He says that we should not try to go there. The reason why I'm raising this, Chairperson, is just again because two of the board members have stated that they are not considering it as due process, that they have issues with Fajar and all of that. And that actually, as far as I'm concerned, would expose the committee if legal challenges are placed. So I just feel that we should make adequate mention of that. Thank you.
We are agreeing that just before the conclusion of that section, we will stick in a sentence or two saying that the committee acted on legal advice all the time. All right. Mr. Dekali, you will craft it also, right? No?
Sorry, yes, Mr. Chair. I was just thinking to kill two birds with one stone on page 5. Under number 4, proceedings of the inquiry, maybe to have an introductory paragraph there to say something to the effect that, to generally say how the proceedings were conducted, that, you can put your record, the fact that it was recorded in there, the fact that you were advised, you had a legal advisor advising the committee during the process. So kind of a more process statement up front, and that may cover both aspects of the recordings as well.
Yeah. Can you draft it for us?
Yeah.
6, am I right?
Seven.
7, sorry. Page 7. Agreed? Mr. van der Berg.
Just a question, Chairperson. We stated that the committee also received correspondence signed by the advocate Sibongile Sigodi that the president has received the resignation letters from the following members of the SABC board. I'm asking the committee, do you think it's necessary to put down the dates also when they resigned?
The letter from the president does not specify that.
Okay, thank you, sir.
This is a direct quotation from the letter. Right, page 8, still page 7.
Just quickly, page 7. Just wanted to ask the middle paragraph where it makes reference in terms of section 15.2 of the Broadcasting Act. Should one not perhaps just quote that section?
Everything is in quotation. If you look at the word from the second paragraph, the president, right to resignations, all that is in quotation.
All of that is okay, there it is closed. And then just a little paragraph to be inserted before the following board members attended the inquiry, and that is something to the extent of deliberations were suspended on the 23rd of June and reconvened on 24 June when the following board members were in attendance. Because we went into the debate, etc., it was suspended and then it proceeded the next day.
Are we comfortable with that? Because, you see, after the note there, we just said the following board members attended the inquiry on the 24th of June, so that's, we're assuming that the next day.
Merely just a point of just a sort of a linkage to the next day, because otherwise, you know, it stops at the end of the quotation of the letter.
Okay.
So it's just to say, just the format of the letter.
All right, fine.
It's not serious.
It's a stylistic thing, that's fine. So, Mr. Tadanga?
More pedantic issue. This is a quote on page 7.
Yes.
So, the last paragraph, I just want to make sure that we've typed it correctly, because it reads very funnily. The president has not yet made his mind. I suppose has not yet made up his mind.
No, I checked it. Up is missing.
It is up. Then it's not us that left out the up.
There were two of us sitting with him this morning, and we said, where's the up? And we looked, and the up was not in the letter.
The up is down.
But we will double check. But Albert, we checked. You were my witness. I'm being a bit naughty. Maybe he was like, never mind, let me not say it. No, this is a direct quotation. So we can't change the letter. It's from the letter itself. Yeah, Albert, maybe we should put it in italics so that it's clear that it's a letter, because it's a long sort of quotation.
That's a good idea.
Well, Chairperson, we can just put in brackets SIC, as he meant to say, that's technical correct. Did you use that SIC? Then we don't change anything of the context as it was meant by the president.
All right. Can we agree to that? After mind, we put SIC in brackets. Made his mind whether to accept a shorter period. Okay. Yeah, it's a sick. Right. Page 7. Page 8? Yeah.
Page 8, Chairperson, the DDG did say that he will give us a written presentation. I was wondering whether we've received that, because then it could also become an attachment to this report.
I think what we should say, made an oral presentation. Let's clarify that. Okay. Unfortunately, he hasn't as yet tabled the written report. Can I request that he does so at the next meeting, but it's not on Tuesday. He should make it available to us by Tuesday. But we will clarify that it was an oral presentation. Ms. Killian.
Okay, person, that is why it just brings me to the next point, and that is that paragraph, it reads fine up to where we say, and the non-compliance by the SABC board in respect of the Public Finance Management Act. Now, that specific sentence makes me very uneasy, because as you can recall, that both advocate Pansy Klakula as well as Ms. Christine Kunta said, the hearing or the inquiry, as far as they're concerned, does not conform to due legal process, etc., because the administrative justice and all of that comes into play, and they are concerned that they are found in terms of the PFMA, for which they can be punished, including imprisonment, that they don't want such a finding. Now, my concern is that if this is what Mr. Matsubata said, but he didn't give us a written documentation with evidence. Yes, in his verbal presentation, he made comments, but there were also reactions from their side, saying that they came in as a new board on the 1st of January. Then they had to proceed with a shareholder compact, with a corporate plan and all of that, and they found at that stage that there was a serious shortage, there was a deficit budget that was presented to them, which they thought was not appropriate. In terms of the PFMA, they could not proceed to table that. And they sent the executive management back to review. And that is why all of that took so long. Now, the point that I'm raising is just to make a statement to say non-compliance by the SABC Board in respect of the Public Finance Management Act, with great respect, I want to move that one. That was one of the critical periods in which the split in the executive and the non-executive actually started to emerge, because the executive board clearly didn't like the newcomers to come and question them on the budget that they were presenting. And that process really rolled out. So they then said in the committee that this year they complied and they were very certain that they wanted to, on the due date, etc. But last year was largely out of their hands. Now, if Mr. Matabata came and he made this presentation, it's actually a little unfair, quite frankly. So I have a serious question on that issue, and for legal challenges that we may face. Thank you, Chair.
Advocate Langer.
I don't share the same view, but I hear what Ms. Killian is saying. Maybe, you know, this is just reflecting an input. It's not reflecting a fact or a finding. So maybe what we should say, just to make it neutral, just say, and the compliance or non-compliance. So if you say, and the compliance or non-compliance, can be read both ways. Because, I mean, obviously, an opinion like that, each of us can form that opinion. Mr. Matabata can also form that opinion when he wants it. But it's not a fact. So I think if you make it neutral and just say the compliance or non-compliance, then it makes it neutral and doesn't show any inclination either way.
Okay.
No, definitely not. He had said that the board had an induction, especially on the PMFA Act. The late minister sent a letter of non-compliance to the SABC to remind them. So he also said he will give us the letter. And that in terms of the non-compliance of the PMFA, the board must submit a corporate plan 1 month before the beginning of each financial year. This was not done. It was only received in April, and then it was returned because the projections were very ambitious and the growth. Yes. And then also the other thing where you also made a reference to the non-compliance of the PMFA Act is that the request for money to launch the international bureaus, that they've launched it first and then they came to ask for money. So he definitely made examples of non-compliance. But I think where we will be covered with this is that if we can get that letter from him, which he said the minister wrote to the board about non-compliance with the Act.
Chair, in addition, Mr. Matabata also promised this committee, if the committee wants any documentation, he can provide such documentation.
No, he must provide such documentation, not if he wants, if we want it, we want it. Can we live with this as is? Or,
Chairperson, I would feel more comfortable if it's...
If we insert a sentence which says that the board rebutted these claims by indicating that they were only that they were only able to have the first board, because they were a new board, they were only able to have the first meeting in March of 2008. Because that's really what they said, that they were unable to meet all these requirements because they were inducted, yes, but the first board meeting officially only took place in March 2008. No, all right.
You see, the difficulty is that you are dealing with a statement of a presentation. And ourselves are not making any finding on the statement. It's just a statement. Now, Chair, really, to be honest, and the next sentence is saying the committee and the board then deliberated on the presentation. Does not take any view of the committee on the presentation. It's just saying the board and the committee deliberated on that. Finish. There is no view which has been taken on this matter. It's a statement from the DDG, from the department. I'm just saying, Chair, can we bog down by the statement and this broader conclusion of the matter, because we're not taking any view on the matter.
Thank you. Can this not be resolved by changing the word on, made a presentation on, to detailing? Because I think where it looks prejudicial is where it seems as the fact that these are facts and he made a presentation on them. But if we just change it to detailing, then it becomes clear that it was the Deputy DG's presentation and his, you know, interpretation of the... Yes.
Agreed.
Chairperson, are we still going to get any, or are we just going to have the word reference to verbal presentation? Because, you know...
Yes, no, because they made an oral presentation detailing the relationship.
Right.
Agreed. Page, I just need to, third paragraph, invitation to board members for further submissions. We received Ms. Christine Kunta, as I said, Ms. Gloria Silverby, and late last night by Ms. Kanye Sivi and Konza. Shall we just include her name there? Although it came late, but I think we need to put it on record. I say we've got a letter that came in late yesterday from Ms. Kanye Sivi and Konza, so I want that to be included also. So it's Ms. Christine Kunta, Ms. Gloria Silverby, and Ms. Kanye Sivi and Konza. Right, Mr. Andile Mbeki sent a submission, and then a little while later he sent another email saying, I'm recalling, he used the word recall, I'm recalling my submission. And therefore we have not distributed that to members.
Take out the sentence.
So we are agreeing that it's a recall. No submission.
No submission.
Can we delete that? Okay. Thank you. Page 9. Members, please be mindful of time. We've got flights to catch at 10 past 12. Findings. I think we spent a lot of time talking about this yesterday in the process committee. Mr. Adhikari.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think there's just a technical correction I have in the first paragraph after the bullet. And then a proposal, before I get to that technical change, the proposal that that paragraph goes after the last paragraph. Because I think the last paragraph is the premise upon which the DA and COPE expressed a concern, and then you want to say the committee unanimously considered.
Right.
And that is just a shift, but then the technical... change that I want to make is the committee noting the unanimous appeal made by board members at the end of the inquiry, calling upon, not Parliament to dissolve the board, calling upon the committee to recommend the dissolution of the board.
Calling upon the committee
to recommend the dissolution of the board.
Recommend. Of the board, further...
Comma, and then instead of further, therefore, because you're now finishing this on the last paragraph, so instead of further, therefore, concluded unanimously that there is, and continue to think this.
Can I just ask a question? Can I just ask a question? my, you know, that reflects the situation, but what I'm interested to know is what he said. Because if we're saying, yeah, what, we have to say what he said and not what, you know, I mean, clearly we recommend to Parliament. That's the legal procedure. But if he actually said Parliament should dissolve, which I thought I heard he said, then we should reflect it like that, but then change it clearly in terms of our recommendation. I thought that's what I heard, but clearly we need, if we're going to say Andile said this, then we have to say what he said. We can't say...
Mr.
Dillon? Chairperson, he said he's calling on the committee to recommend to Parliament, to the National Assembly, that's the word that he used.
Okay. So let me just read this. The committee, noting the unanimous appeal made by board members at the end of the inquiry, calling upon the committee to recommend the dissolution of the board, thereby concluded unanimously that there is no possibility of the current board being able and competent to fulfill its statutory duties. Fine. Page 9. Lindiwe Mazibuku.
Thank you.
And then we're agreeing that will be the last paragraph, eh?
Yes, it'll be switched with the paragraph below. Just with regard to the paragraph below, can we add the words as to after between concern and whether? It's just a grammatical thing.
Where?
The committee notes that DA and the Congress of the People expressed concern whether. Concern as to whether the inquiry complied.
Okay.
And then the word initially, can we scrap it and just say that and both parties had expressed a preference for the filling of vacancies? Because the whole time question, it's not clear about when we decided that we would move with the dissolution. So if we just clear the initially or clear.
Agreed. Mr. Van der Berg? We're deleting the word initially. Just deleting it.
I will be glad if we can just make it very, very clearly what the what Cope and the DA's view on this whole thing was. But I think it's important for me to state that it was initially our plan to go forward with the idea that the vacancies must be filled. But as we've heard on the last day, it's only Professor Gilwell remains on the board, and that she verbally said to me that she's not willing to serve on the board any further. So actually, just to make it very, very clear what our viewpoint is, that there was no board left because she was not willing to serve any further.
Can I advise that the two members of the DA hold a caucus and come back with the position?
No,
I'm just teasing.
I think that the word initially must remain, because if you go to the next page 10, it says that the portfolio committee have considered the above findings and anonymously recommend to the National Assembly a resolution recommending that the board be dissolved. So, you know, it is in the process that they initially supported appointing more members, but then now they agreed. So the word initially must be there.
Can we agree that the word must be there? Yeah, so it's going to stay as is. Initially expressed a preference. Page,
Just the second last paragraph. Chairperson, I'm very sensitive about the thing where we say, current board being able and competent to fulfill its statutory duties. Do we really need to have the word competent there? Because they are individually highly competent, highly professional people. I feel it would actually amount to character assassination if we say...
You see this here?
Then we should say collectively competent. But I believe it's a value judgment. It could amount to character assassination, and I would not like to be part of that because they're highly professional individuals.
Lawyers? Can a lawyer help us? Is that fine as it stands or must it change? Advocate DeLanga.
I think to really make it careful, you can say being collectively able and legally competent. It's not on their skill. It's
collectively able and legally competent. Can you sleep in peace tonight? Page 10.
Lawyers help you out of the trouble.
Page 10.
Trouble, but they help you out.
Page 10. Can I rule nothing is open for debate? It's closed. It's a unanimous resolution of the committee.
Yeah.
I decree. Mr. Van der Berg.
Chairperson, I think it's very, very important that we must state that in this report that I asked my question five times before.
Findings. After five. Mr. Dikari, can you come do some wording for us? Was it on page two?
I had a bit of difficulty with that one. The best I could come up with, bearing in mind that it's not a process we're talking about, it's a further power. I thought perhaps where the sentence starting with the brief submitted, we should change that sentence to say, in terms of its powers articulated in NA Rule 201, the committee submitted a brief to the board on 17th June 2009, which read,
In terms of its powers articulated in
NA Rule 201.
In National Assembly Rule.
Can I just intervene? Yeah. That's exactly what I'm trying to avoid, because then the brief is in terms of 201. And that's wrong. If you want to say something, you just need a separate sentence between the two as you proposed, saying that the inquiry was dealt with general powers in the Rules of Parliament, including 201. That's just a separate sentence. Because if you make the section 201 linked to the brief, then we're actually doing it in terms of the 201. That's a problem. So I think there must just be a sentence. The one I've just said, that the inquiry was conducted in terms of the Rules of Parliament, including 201. Then you've covered the Act, then you've said the rules, and now you say then the brief, and then the brief is a quote. So that's a quote, so that's fine. Including rule, whatever it is, 201, whatever.
Pursuant to Section 15A1B of the Act, the committee agreed to invite members of the SABC board to attend an inquiry scheduled for 18th of June 2009. The inquiry was conducted in terms of the rules of the National Assembly, including Rule 201. The brief submitted to the board on 17th of June 2009 was. And then there's the quotation. Agreed? Right, and then there was a wording on the proceedings and the recordings.
Page five. I recommended that we just inserted an introductory paragraph. After number four, proceedings of the inquiry. And my proposal is that we say the inquiry commenced on 18th June 2009, full stop. Advocate Adhikari was available throughout the process to provide legal advice to the committee. And the proceedings of the committee were recorded for reference purposes. And then, having proposed that, we would just have to make a slight amendment on page 6 then, with the paragraph that starts with the inquiry. So we must take out proceeded, but. So that paragraph then reads, the inquiry could not be concluded due to the non-availability, ... because we already say proceeded in that introductory paragraph.
Have you got that now? Agreed.
Say where we said the sentence of recording and which the records of which are now in the safekeeping of the chairperson of the committee. Now it's important because in future the chair may die, he may be gone, and we've recorded where it is.
So I think it's important that we just record that it's in your position.
In my position or in the committee section?
Well,
yeah. Normally it's in the safekeeping of the committee section. You know, it's in the can you give me Ms. Kanyisiwe Kanyisiwe Mkonza's bodyguard, please? Redeploy the bodyguard to me. No, I think it must be in the safekeeping of the committee section. Because that's where it stays. All the records of the parliament stays with that. Can you do that?
You wouldn't normally say that it's actually an information officer, so there's, you know, there are legal processes to obtain information. So I would say that.
So can we just say that the recordings have been made and are kept? Okay. If you are happy with this report and the amendment as approved, can I put the report to you for final adoption? Those in favor? Yes? With all the amendments, yes? Anybody against the report? Thank you. The report is adopted unanimously. Thank you very much. I really want to thank the members for their participation. This has been a very, very important process. And I think it's a delicate process, as we have all found. It's not over as yet. We want to continue on Tuesday, but that's not the inquiry, but that's normal exercise of oversight functions and responsibilities. That's Rule 201. But I think the long and short of it is this, that look, the public broadcaster is an important institution. And we have to do everything in our power to help restore its credibility and integrity and efficiency and ensure that there's proper control over the institution. And if we can take some steps in that direction, I think we'll be doing the country a favor. Mr. Van der Bet?
I just want to put it on record that the DA is always right. Although I, as Mr. De Lange said, my what I said in the first meeting was unparliamentary. I asked a very good question in the first meeting. So the DA is always right.
Thank you very much.
Just wanted to say I have sort of consulted my principal about the principles about the report, and obviously the final report will now be processed through the committee section for the ATCs, etc. I understand that. There was initially a little concern expressed, but when I informed them about the fact that minority views were captured in the report and that we are will be able in the debate to raise certain additional concerns, as well as the fact that the rest of the process will be diligently followed to make sure that we get to the bottom of the problem at the SABC. There was great understanding for the process that the committee is busy with, that it's not a case of just the dissolution of the board, and then we turn away, we put new faces, and we say the SABC is now in safe hands. Far from it. We understand that this is a process that we will have to rescue the public broadcaster. It's not only the non-executive committee members that should be removed, but, you know, that we must now make a real progress to get the executive management also accountable in terms of their responsibilities. So I want to put that just on record. Thank you.
Kulwani.
We are not going to respond to anything except that from our side, the African National Congress, the ANC, we appreciate the participation of the parties as we have already alluded to. We further chair saying the president on his address and even when he was responding yesterday, he continued to say the leading part in government must make sure that we work with all the other parties in finding solution in every challenge which we are having. Now, I'm sure that from our side here, we'll continue to strive to do that. that we reach consensus as we've already done today, and show that we try to take forward that spirit of the president in trying to pursue democracy in a manner that we limit the use of our majority. But our decision, we take it with a common understanding and consensus, as has been shown. And also to appreciate the leader of the ID, Honorable Patricia Dilip. It was for my first time to work close with her on an issue, except seeing her in the chamber one time showing documents and other things. So I thought documents were going to fly even here, not forgetting the leader of the UDM in his absentia chair for his input and so on, and all the other parties. I think, Chair, we are moving forward and showing the nation that indeed within ourselves as politicians we can reach consensus on the national importance issues of this country, like our institution, which is SAPC. Thanks, Chair.
Mr. Langa, Mr. Khadebe.
No, Chair, there's one thing that we need to correct here. It's not only the view of the minorities that we let us deal with the board first, and after that let us go deeper and try to understand the situation in the SAPC. It was the view of all of us here, even the ANC, also had mentioned that view, that we need also to start with the board because it's an issue that is very urgent, and after that we can also deal with other issues and understand and have a broader understanding of the issues within the SABC. It's not only the issue of minorities or the issue of COPE only. All of us here, it was an anonymous decision that we need to deal with SABC first board, and after that to deal with the SABC at large. That's why we even raised the issue of funding model and things like that.
Thanks, Chair. I wanted to raise most of the other aspects that is raised by Mr. Lang, and also to mention, to say, you know, it's very much important that, and as we agree here, in the committee meeting, in terms of orders that we take, it is very much important that you also take responsibilities also when you go to the chamber, because it's very unlikely, or it's very likely that the opposition parties, mostly the DA and the Congress of the People, when they go to the chamber, they change the decision that they took here, and it's very surprising sometimes. We must be able to own up in terms of the decision that we take here, so that when we go up there, we mustn't take a stand, but we must own up to the decision that we
now,
take.
Mr. Khadebe, let's agree that this is a unanimous report. We might express different political views in the debate or different perspectives, but I think we agree that this is a collective report that we all support. Evan Zondi.
Chairperson, is just to speak from the position of a minority party to thank you, first of all, Chairperson, for the manner in which you've been even-handed in accommodating the views of all parties, and also to thank the majority party for their understanding and willingness to reach out to minority parties and to accommodate their views. It augurs well for the future cooperation and for the future working relationship that we hope will prevail for the duration of the life of this committee and this parliament. Thank you, Chairman.
Very much. You want to miss your flight, Mr. Fender?
Just one issue. I agree with the proceedings, as we said already, but one of the previous speakers said when we go to the House and he referred to the DA, I think what is important now for the DA specifically, and I think also for the ANC, is how we take this process forward. And I think that is the most important part, and I will spell out
certain concerns that the DA have with the process. As we handle the process now, I hope we can take it forward and there will be also consensus on what are we going to do further. And I think that's the important issue. We've dealt with all the problems, but how we take it forward in the best interest of the people of South Africa. Not in the DA's interest or the ANC's interest, but the interest of the people. We need a well-run broadcaster in South Africa.
I'm being very generous now. I'm being very generous by allowing all the parties to express views. Can we see the last two hands, Ms. Delal and Ms. Killian?
I was going to leave, but you know, Chairperson, when everybody started to speak, I said, let me also use the opportunity, because maybe sometimes in Parliament you get 1 minute and 2 minutes, but in a committee there's no limit on the time. I just want to also put it on record, Chairperson, that we appreciate the manner in which we cooperated in this meeting and the way you handled the process. But the main reason why the Independent Democrats support the dissolution of the board is for the workers of the SABC, the producers that has not been paid and are suffering at the moment. And also, you know, that, you know, what is reflected in the report is that the board and the executive management must take joint responsibility. But we've done all of this for the sake of our country and for the sake of a broadcaster that we would like to see succeed. So thank you very much.
Just two little issues. Everybody is so extremely generous with all the gratitude now. You know, obviously, we also want to thank you. At certain stages of the inquiry, I have to say that I was very concerned, because the last thing that I wanted to have was for board members to say that they did not have a balanced hearing. So I must raise that issue. There were stages of the meeting that I thought the individual members maybe created the impression. Be that as it may, it's over. Actually, we're not dissolving the board. The board actually collapsed. We must just be realistic about that as well. Secondly, I would strongly suggest that we just make the documentation that was presented to us part of the process. If we have included Ms. Kunta's submission, the first one, as part of the documentation, I think it's just perhaps important, and I would like to hear what Africa De Lange says on this. Should we not also, because we have invited the board to make presentations, they have done so by a due time, shouldn't the submissions that we've received not also form part of this? Just wanted to ask that. Otherwise, they could accuse us of saying, you invited us to make presentations. We did so. The documents were duplicated. They were issued, and nobody had a look at them. If we incorporate that in our report, then I think it also says that we have been very thorough in our activities. And the third issue is just, thank you for this. Let us now take this process forward to really say that, and I'm very thankful for you that you've already indicated, Tuesday we will proceed to get further evidence on the financial management or lack thereof at the SABC, and to make sure that we move closer to accountability also of executive members. Thank you very much, Jake.
No, Mr. Dikari, can I just get, must we include all these letters as part of the evidence? You see, I think the important is not that we just gave it out. It's the tabling of the document that has been made available to members. We assume that people have looked at it. I have certainly read those documents. My assessment is a restatement of what they had said in the hearings in any event. They might be amplifying certain points, etc., but there's nothing that is in the document which is new. So the fact that it's tabled in Parliament means it's
part of the proceedings, but I don't think it's necessary to include all of them as they in their next years. I think the original statement is substantially important to the inquiry, but I would really guard against putting all personal letters in there, etc. Because we are not judging individuals, we're looking at the board as a collective entity. Can I close on that note, on the understanding that the legal team, together with Orlando and Albert, will clean up the document and get it processed onto the ATC for Monday. Mr. Kolwani, last
comment. Chair, you see, you can't close in that way. We can't indicate left and turn right. It's not okay, because we'll cause accidents. The board didn't collapse, we're dissolving the board. That should be clear. We don't indicate right and turn left. So I just want to correct that, Chair, so that we don't go out here with other misconceptions. Thanks.
I think that's clear. It's in the report. That's the personal view of Ms. Killian. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Have an enjoyable weekend. It's a sporting weekend. Enjoy yourself. We'll see you next week Tuesday. Thank you.